What? Good morning, Ocean City. Hey, y'all, I'm an addict named Dawn.
Hey, Dawn.
Well, first I want to thank the committee for asking me to come share my experience, strength, and hope. Wow, I just swallowed my gum. Yeah, you know, thank you to the committee for believing in me enough to ask me to come share my experience, strength, and hope. Y'all just heard what I said, right? Believing in me? What? I'm that girl that had a pocket full of money, and the damn dope dealer still didn't want to hear my mouth. And y'all want to come and hear me? You want me to come and share my experience, strength, and hope? Oh, boy. Spiritually refreshed? Refreshed, man. That means cleaned up. It's like the opposite of that is funky. It's dirty. You know, I had to have been damn dirty to be refreshed. You know, glad to be alive. Talk about being alive. Like, obviously, I was dead if I'm glad to be alive. Dad, talking about that girl, my son's sixth birthday, I was looking out the window at his birthday party. His daddy was out there with all the parents, setting up slip and slides, having a good old time, balloons, kids running around, and I'm that girl that was looking out the window, not feeling a damn thing in the bathroom, smoking crack. Talking about dead. Can't get no deader than that. Can't get no deader than that. Y'all, I came to the rooms, and I didn't know shit. Like, I thought I was some superwoman. You know, like it was the world against me, and that was how it was. You know, I had this hole in my heart, I thought, and this shit hurt. Like, I didn't want to be alive. I didn't want to be dead either. I didn't realize I was dead. I didn't realize I was walking around the damn gutter. I still looked good, still had jewelry, still had a damn car and a house. But I wasn't dead, I was alive. Y'all were crazy and I wasn't. I came into the rooms and saw a whole bunch of people who were happy and smiling and feeling good. And I wanted to be like y'all. That's all I wanted to do was be like y'all. Like, I was real blessed when I got here. I got a sponsor right away. And I got a service mentor and a spiritual mentor. And they all told me, if you do these certain things, Dawn, you can live the way we live. Like, they told me to work these damn steps. They told me to wake up. They said, you ain't awake, little girl. Sit your ass down. Take the cotton out your mouth and put it in your ears. Like, learn to listen. You know, listen to learn. And from where I was then to where I am today is a huge, huge difference, all right? Like, I'm alive. People ask me all the time why I'm smiling. I smile all the time. Hell, I drove here at 3 o'clock in the morning in a monsoon, smiling and laughing. Like, who does that stuff? You know what I mean? I do that stuff today. I do that stuff. It's because of the programs and the 12 steps in Narcotics Anonymous. Look, and I'm real nervous to be up here. There's a lot of freaking people here. I was on my way here, and y'all told me that there was over 8,000 people here. I'm like, 8,000 people? Like, 8,000 people? Like, when I was using, 8,000 people? Hell, there wasn't 8,000 blocks on the bottom of my bathroom floor, because I counted them all. And now I'm up here, and there's 8,000 people, and I'm trying to talk to some of them. Like, I'm scared like a little girl right now. You know, feeling like that little girl again. Look, I'm that girl whose mom pimped her out when I was a little kid. Like, I came here dead and broken. And all I did was follow the person next to me that smelled good, looked good, acted good, talked good, and did the next right thing. And here I am. Like, it takes a lot of work to get to where I'm at. Half the time, I don't even want to do the work. But I like where I'm at. You know, I like the fact that I'm smiling all the time. I like the fact that I can help somebody. Before I came here, I thought I was that Sally doll. You know, in that movie, Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas? You know who I'm talking about? That chick that's always looking out the window, sad, crying all the time, ain't got a life, but just have people controlling her ass all the time? I was a slave to the drugs. I wasn't even having nobody control me. I was having the drugs control me. Now I can come up here and share a message of hope. That's some good shit to me, okay? Like, we don't have to live like that. I don't ever have to live like that. I don't have to be a slave anymore. I don't have to be a slave to drugs. I don't have to be a slave to another human being, unless I choose to. Today I choose not to. You know, the steps and the people in my life. Talk about the people in my life. Like I was alone before. Alone, up in my own damn head. Even there was a whole room of people, I was up in my own damn head, I was alone. I ain't alone here. There's 8,000 addicts. What? You know? Like, and we're all clean. We're all clean. We're smiling at 9:30 in the morning. Who'd have thought? Like, I woke up and heard the birds. And those birds were not singing to me, "You did it again. You stayed up all night again." No. They were saying, "Good morning. Let's do the damn thing again." What? You know? I am so tired, but I'm smiling, and I'm smiling from the inside out. Like, my eyes are puffy, but my heart is swollen this big from all the love around me. There are people in this room that I know from all over the country. How do I know people from all over the country? Because of Narcotics Anonymous. Look, there's a record breaking over 8,000 people here. That means Narcotics Anonymous is growing. Y'all, we're doing something right. Like, we're sharing a message of hope. We're telling people, I lived in the fucking gutter. Okay? My God took me out that gutter and placed me in these rooms so that y'all can help me change my life. Like, we have to help change other people's lives. I have a purpose today. We all have a purpose. You know, I was always a good person, so I thought. I always wanted to help people. I didn't know how to. The only way I could help somebody was telling them to, I don't know, go in the other room so I didn't fucking kick your ass. It was the only kind of help I gave you. Now I'm telling you to come in this room so I can love you. Like, because everybody told me, come here and let me love you. You know? Love me. That girl that took from everybody and everything. You know, I'm not that girl that had to stroll down the avenue because I'm that fucking $1,200 whore. Like, I wasn't sleeping with you for $12. If you didn't have $1,200, you wasn't going with my ass. I can get my own $1,200 today. What? Yes, we can. Because I was told that we can do anything here. I was told, you know, practice these principles in all my affairs. I was taught that seven tradition, like fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions in all areas of my life. You ain't paying my bills. I ain't sleeping with you so that you can pay my bills. I ain't laughing with you so that you can pay my light bill. And I ain't crying to you that I need a new car. Like, I'm getting my own stuff. And that feels good. Like, I'm alive today. I'm alive, and I'm doing the damn thing. Even on the days when I don't think I am. Like, on the way down here, I had no right coming here and sharing for y'all. That's what my brain was telling me. Half of it. You know, got that angel-devil thing going on, that spiritual warfare inside of me. You can't do it. You can do it. You can't do it. You can do it. Like, I still suffer with that shit. I still suffer with the other side of me wanting me to be dead. This disease wants me to die always. Wants me to have some fears and doubts always. Like, when I'm trucking along, happy as hell, coming down Ocean City, because there's 8,000 people there that said, "Hey, Dawn, we want to hear your experience, strength, and hope." Still got that disease, say, they don't want to hear shit you got to say. You ain't got nothing to say. You still crazy as hell. Yo, I am crazy, but you know I'm crazy. And you know what? I know I'm crazy. I know I'm crazy. You know? You can relate, right? I was talking to a friend before I left Connecticut to come down here, and he said, "Dawn, when you get down there, I want you to ask everybody if they can do something. So can you do something for me to help me be comfortable, y'all?"
Yeah.
Can y'all stand up?
Okay.
Reach up as high as you can go. Now sit on the edge of your chairs. Come on, come on, sit on the edge of your chairs. You got it? Now hold your breath for 30 seconds. Y'all laughing, so you ain't holding your breath. All right. If I don't do anything else, you can tell somebody that I had you reaching the new heights, had you sitting on the edge of your seat, and I took your damn breath away. Right? I don't only have to make myself laugh, I can make y'all laugh with me. Y'all ain't laughing at me. I ain't no freaking clown today. I ain't no muse. I ain't doing shit for you to laugh at me. But y'all can laugh with me. Like, we have a good time up in here. Like, I have fun in recovery. Like, y'all taught me to have fun. I go to dances clean. I have sex clean. What? You know? Like, and we have fun. You like that, don't you? Doing stuff clean. You ain't done it until you did it clean. That's right. Y'all, life is good today. Man, I do things, the simple things that I thought was a pain in the ass before. My kid wants to color with me, and I'm saying, here, you go color that way, and I'm going to go smoke this way. I didn't feel shit about it. Like, I didn't feel bad about that stuff. You was in my way. Whoever you were in my way. Unless you had money in your pocket. And then he was only in my way until you handed me that money. Then he was in my way again. Today I want everybody around me. Like, I want to color them pictures with my kid. I want them pictures on my refrigerator. Look, I always loved my kids. And I felt it in my heart. I didn't know love was an action word. I didn't know I had to do anything. I thought I had to feel it. Being there for my kids. Y'all, my son is 19 years old, and he's getting ready to leave to go play G.I. Joe in hopes to work at the Pentagon in 10 years. Like, that's what he wants to do. And as I sit there, and the self-centeredness part of me takes over, I cry because my baby's leaving me. And then I realize that I helped make him be all he wants to be. Like, I instilled in him, be all you want to be. Throughout his whole life, I hung those flags in his room. I hung pictures that say perseverance and freedom. And now he's going. And those fears and doubts come in and take the joy away from me. They try to rob me of these last 10 freaking days with him, worrying about the fact that shit that I don't even know. Like, he going to Afghanistan, he ain't never coming home for 20 years. Like, I don't know that. All I know is that I helped him be all that he wants to be. And now I have to let him spread his wings and go. Like, I love my baby. I'm so proud of the man he has become. My kids talk Narcotics Anonymous language, y'all. I have a 10-year-old daughter. She was arguing with her brother. She gets on the phone with me. She says, Mommy? I said, what, baby? She said, I told him in a loving and caring way to go to hell. Oh, my God. Like, this program works. You know, I have this thing where I can come in here and cheer to anybody. I can have empathy with anybody. But it talks about recovery begins at home. Bring that empathy to that 10-year-old little girl when she's sitting there telling you how she's feeling. Like, stop being so goddamn busy and sit down and talk with your own daughter and get some empathy going on. That's where recovery takes place in my life today. Like, I can share my experience, strength, and hope outside these rooms. Listen, everything that I know in my life, I've learned in Narcotics Anonymous, first and foremost. Everything, no matter where it is. I was sitting in a meeting in the city of New Haven. I sit on the roundtable committee for the reentry program for the prisoners. And I'm sitting there writing policy and procedure. The mayor's on my right. The governor's on my left. All these people. And we're sitting in there. And I'm writing the policy and procedure. And the man says to me, wow, Dawn, you're really, really good at that. And I'm saying, oh, fuck. How long have you been doing it? And I'm saying, oh, boy, here it comes. You know, I learned that in Narcotics Anonymous. Like, in service work. Everything I learned came from here. Like, I have had the best sponsors. I have had the best of friends. People love me today. They call me and say, Dawn, we miss you. We love you. Like on my Facebook page, I have people telling me all the time, you are the most positive person that I know. I go to your page to get happy. How about that shit? Like I'm telling you, I had a pocket full of money and the dope dealer didn't want to hear my mouth. And now you're talking about I'm positive? Like some days I don't feel it, because that's my disease telling me, psh, you ain't got shit. You ain't shit. You're still that girl that got kicked out the crackhead in the crack house with a pocket full of money. The disease is a fucking liar. How about that? That shit lies to me every day. Every day. Tries to tell me I'm still dead. Do I look dead?
No.
I am not 89 pounds no more. Okay? I take a shower every day. I brush my teeth. I wash my ass. I am not dead. Look, we're not dead up in here. If you ain't dead, say hey.
Hey.
That's what I'm saying. Look, there are some beautiful people up in here. Like, y'all look to your left and look to your right. Look for somebody you ain't gave a hug to and give them a hug. Like, for real, somebody needs a hug right now. Love is overwhelming, man. Like, I ain't seen no love like that before in my life. Never. We don't hug each other on the street. We don't hug each other in the crack house. We don't hug each other in the dope house either. But we hug each other in Narcotics Anonymous. Like, we spread love. We smile at each other. Like, we share each other's pain. We share each other's pain. Like, when somebody shares their pain with me, I take half that pain and give that shit to God. Like, I have a God in my life. I have a God who loves me. Loves me. Jesus loves you. No, I have a God who loves me. For real. You know, like, God always loved me, but I didn't know that. I did not know that. Like, I carried around so much pain. Look, I was kidnapped when I was 12 years old. I was left at the hospital by some parents. I was pimped out by a mother. And now I'm a recovering addict. Like, I didn't think there was anything for me in life. I thought I was going to die the way I was. Like, really sad. Like, that shit was sad. Looking back at it now, I'm looking, I can see me clear as day, sitting there crying, half a mess, and took a shower in 2 fucking weeks, smelling all funky. Spiritually refreshed, oh, I shower. What? Y'all shower too, right?
Yeah.
How many people up in here work 12 steps?
Yeah.
What? That's a whole lot of 12-step members. Look, the program of Narcotics Anonymous is not 1, 2, 3. It ain't 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. How free do you want to be? You know what? First time I worked them 12 steps, like Sister was talking about, I still held on to some shit. I was still unwilling to let go of some stuff. And I stayed sick. I didn't want you to know that my mom pimped me the hell out, because I'd be that girl. I am that girl, but guess what? I'm still alive, and I'm clean, and I'm happy, and yeah, that happened, but it ain't a monster kicking my ass today. Like, I ain't getting pimped out today. I'm okay today. Like, I have a purpose in life. I need to tell somebody that shit. so it doesn't kill somebody. But I used over my feelings. Most of the time I used, I didn't like using. I hated it. But I liked not feeling shit. I didn't want to feel anything. And I didn't feel anything. Told you I was that girl looking out the window at her six-year-old's party. Didn't feel shit. Today I want to feel everything. Even being tired like I am. Let me tell you about the addict I am. I'm on my way here and I'm like spiritually refreshed. I'll tell you how to refresh me. Give me a large tea with seven tea bags. And I didn't realize, and I'm thinking, refresh, caffeine. I didn't realize until I was sitting here like, what a fucking addict move. One's too many, a thousand's never enough. Well, what do I need seven tea bags for? That shit don't even make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Can you imagine me on seven tea bags? Oh, hell no. I can't even drink an energy drink. What am I talking about, seven tea bags? I'd be fooling myself all around. I love the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I love the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I wouldn't be here today without it. I wouldn't be here today without all y'all. I wouldn't be here today if I didn't see all them hugs going on. Like, it's attraction, not promotion. Like, I can talk about it all I want, but I have to be about it. Like, understanding without application ain't shit. Like, I know what the literature says. I can come up here and tell you to turn to a page and turn to the paragraph and tell you what the hell it says. Because I was that literature quoting, book toting addict. I didn't have no application. I was sick as can be. They told me to change one thing and that was everything. So I thought I had to be Susie Homemaker. Pollyanna. Guess what? That shit don't work. Apply some principles in your life and find out who you really are. Now I know that I am karate kicking, tattoo having, piercing wearing, book thumping, literature quoting, circuit speaking, recovering addict.
Right.
You know? Like, what is understanding without application? Like, I was living dirty, acting clean, smelling funky. That ain't refreshed. That ain't refreshed at all. That's dirty as hell. I love the life I live. Who would have ever thought? Who would have ever thought me? A freaking addict. Like, when I thought the word addict, I thought that it was somebody that had on, I don't know, eight layers of cut-up, dirty, nasty clothes, ain't took a shower in 7 months, living under a bridge, a needle in one arm and a crack stem in the other arm. I didn't think it was me. I love being a recovering addict today. You know why? Because there's millions and millions of addicts in the world who don't know that recovery is possible. And if I tell y'all that I'm that girl, that I'm that addict, and that life can change, I take showers every day now. No, for real. If my life can change, anybody's life can change. Like, this program works. Just grab on to the person that you're afraid to grab on to and say, show me how to do it. Show me how you did it. Like, I want to be like you when I grow up. I want to have that peace and contentment. That shit scared me when I got here. If you had some peace and contentment in your life, you scared me. Like, I was afraid of you. I ain't afraid of you today. I ain't less than you, and I ain't more than you. We all equals up in here. We all equals up in here. We just have more experience or less experience. Wisdom comes from experience, y'all. Like, our teacher, our best teacher is our experience. I know that nobody, no human being can make me happier than I can make me. Like, I gotta do this shit for myself. You can't make me happy. You're gonna fall short. You can't make me happy. You're gonna fall short too. I can make me happy. Like, I can set some goals today, and I can go after them. Like, I can do anything I want to do. Through those fears and doubts and insecurities and low self-esteem and the rest of that bullshit, I can do it. Because y'all tell me I could do it, and no matter what I want to do, there is somebody in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous who has done it before me who could show me how to do it. Yeah. How about that? It don't matter what it is. Don't matter if I want to cook a lasagna or go grocery shopping or go back to college again. Y'all have done it. I'm so grateful to the men and women who paved my way. Like, thank you. For real, thank you. I love this program. I don't ever want to leave. I want to be all I can be. Thanks for letting me share.